NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by General Motors, makers of cars and trucks that carry the GM mark of excellence. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
A new candidate is in the 1968 presidential race, 42-year-old Robert Kennedy, Democratic senator from New York.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I do not run for the presidency merely to oppose any man, but to propose new policies. I run because I am convinced that this country is on a perilous course, and because I have such strong feelings about what must be done, and I feel that I'm obliged to do all that I can. I run to seek new policies. Policies to end the bloodshed in Vietnam and in our cities. Policies to close the gaps that now exist between black and white, between rich and poor, between young and old, in this country and around the rest of the world.
Senator Robert Kennedy announcing his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for president. Senator Kennedy made official within the past hour what has been hinted at for the past several days. He chose as the location for his announcement the Senate Caucus Room on Capitol Hill, the same place the late John F. Kennedy announced his candidacy 8 years ago. Senator Kennedy said he would take his case before the American people in the California, Oregon, and Nebraska primaries. Kennedy will appear on NBC's Meet the Press tomorrow. More politics and other news after this from General Motors.
What kind of truck do you need for the job? A truck that's big? A truck that's small? And who makes the trucks that will do the job? The truck that's right for you?
GM. GM,
General Motors, maker of Chevrolet and GMC trucks, the ones with the GM mark of excellence. General Motors offers a wider selection than anyone, so you have a wider choice. More engine choices, for instance. Gasoline, diesel, inline six, V6, V8, all with powertrains to match the job.
GM.
Whether you'd like a new pickup with bucket seats, a new van to take your family camping, a heavy truck for a heavy job, or a custom-built truck for something special, the answer's yours in the trucks that carry the GM mark of excellence.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Senator Eugene McCarthy in a Green Bay, Wisconsin news conference said today he intends to run as hard as he can without compromise, despite Kennedy's entrance into the presidential race. Said McCarthy, "This will cause no change in my plans." Senator McCarthy met with Edward Kennedy during the early hours of this morning. He said no concessions were asked or offered, that the call was purely a matter of courtesy to inform of Senator Robert Kennedy's plans. As Senator Kennedy was making his announcement today, President Johnson was telling an audience of prominent businessmen here in Washington, "We are going to win the war in Vietnam, hopefully at the negotiating table, but on the battlefield if we must." Mr. Johnson took note of Senator Kennedy's presidential plans by saying, "These are days when we have to take chances. Some speculate in gold as a primary metal. Others just speculate in primaries." On economic matters, the president said talks are underway with congressional leaders aimed at cutting the budget and thus removing congressional opposition to a 10% income tax surcharge. More in a moment.
This is Al Capp. Naturally, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, is interested in us reducing accidents. Because if we can, then State Farm can reduce their already low rates, and more of us can insure our cars with State Farm, because there'll be more of us.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Top international bankers meet here in Washington later today to discuss a course of action to halt the current gold rush on European markets. The two-day session has been called because of record-high redemptions of U.S. dollars for gold, a drain that could force the U.S. to halt overseas gold sales. A ship collision in the lower Mississippi River Delta below New Orleans has killed 11 crewmen and badly injured more than 20 others. A refrigerator ship, the African Star, collided with a string of barges sinking one of the barges and setting the ship and another barge on fire. Again, the top story of the hour, Senator Robert Kennedy of New York has entered the race for the Democratic nomination for president. Kennedy told a Capitol Hill news conference he would campaign in the California, Oregon, and Nebraska primaries, that his decision is not a personality clash with the president, but concern over policies of the Johnson administration. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
And indeed, this is Gene Rayburn with Monitor 68 once again as we continue. And when we say Monitor goes places and does things and keeps you informed on what's going on, today is a pretty good example of that. We brought you the live coverage of Senator Robert Kennedy's press conference announcing his candidacy, followed by the press conference of Senator Eugene McCarthy. Keep tuned for further developments. Right now, what do you say we hear from Ed McMahon?
This is Ed McMahon. We've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff.
Now, friends, VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, brings you Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll be hearing the swinging Ramsey Lewis Trio in just a minute.
There I was, right in the middle of the biggest moment of my life, and the tape was running out in my tape recorder, just as he was proposing to me.
VM, the voice of music, presents the Big Moment tape recorder, the portable that changes tape before those big moments can get away.
So I had to ask him to wait a minute while I fumbled around changing reels.
The new VM portable tape recorder solves all that. Its tape comes all set up in a cassette cartridge.
Reels, and then I had to thread the darn tape.
No threading with a new VM portable tape recorder. You just pop in the cartridge, push a button, and go on recording.
And then when the tape broke, I thought...
Get the new VM mobile recorder. Runs on ordinary flashlight batteries, weighs just 4 pounds, plays the popular new music cartridges, and changes tape before those big moments can get away.
Maybe I'll get a VM to record the wedding. The proposal was a shambles.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now in Monitor on Stage, the Ramsey Lewis Trio and the performance that rocketed them to stardom. Hang on, Sloopy. We'll be right back. they are, the Ramsey Lewis Trio and Monitor on stage. They've been brought to you by VM, the Voice of Music.
The marvelous thing about the new Voice of Music mobile recorder is how easy this portable tape recorder changes tapes. The tape comes in a cartridge that just clicks right in. Wonderful when you're recording something big, like when I was recording Harold's proposal on my VM. Changed tapes twice without taking my eyes off the ring and didn't miss a word.
VM, the Voice of Music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
This is Gene Rayburn with Monitor 68. We're heard all over the place. In San Antonio, Texas, for instance, on WOAI in that beautiful old city down there. And we'll be joining you again very shortly.
The Sebring Race, the Grand Prix of Auto Racing Endurance, next weekend on Monitor.
If you're looking for an answer, please try listening to me, Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekday mornings 9 to 10 on WNBC Radio. We could find the answer together.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
On Monitor, a sure winner from Vic Damone, titled Nothing to Lose. Roll 'em.
Nothing to lose if we are wise. We're not expecting rainbow-colored skies. Not right away. Nothing to lose. It might be fun. No talk of spending lifetimes in the sun. Although we may, both you and I have seen what love.
Monitor, the Billy Vaughan Orchestra and Lolly. right way to have more flavor in beer is the Miller way. Hearty, robust, deep down good. If you're going places, make yours Miller High Life. Miller makes it right.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
It's not in 10, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date. With news, news, and music, and quality on NBC.
Hi, Gene Rayburn here, and if you're looking for a lift after a week of wearying work, you've come to the right place. We've got the right sounds to provide that lift in the form of music a little bit later. And in addition, a little bit later, we're going to take you to Washington for an analysis on the candidacy as announced by Senator Robert F. Kennedy a little while ago and the reaction that Senator McCarthy indicated in his press conference. We'll be going there in a few minutes. Right now, Vic Dana's newest, Let the Good Times In.
Nothing so bad that it can't be a changing. Start rearranging life on the shelf. You're feeling sadness and out on the front, cause you're having none alone by yourself. Look through the windows of your mind. Would you say if I told you I loved you? Would you believe me? What would you do? Let's build a dream, just make me true.
Close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by your A to Z Rental Center. Working around your home this weekend? Well, there's no sense in working from daybreak to backbreak. Not when your convenient A to Z Rental Center has the professional, heavy-duty, hard-working equipment that saves you time, energy, and money. You can borrow equipment to fix up, build up, and do up your home easily. Borrow power saws, grinders, drills, sanders, paint sprayers, carpet shampooers. You just name it, A to Z has it, and at reasonable rates. So use professional equipment. Get professional results and save money besides. Don't break your back or your budget. Borrow what you need from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. Look under Rental Service in the Yellow Pages for the A to Z Rental Center nearest you. That's A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. A to Z Rental Center for whatever has to be done for work or fun. Now here is Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Senator Robert Kennedy's entry into the Democratic race for the presidential nomination has thrown that party into the biggest pre-convention hassle in many years. Senator Kennedy's olive branch approach to Senator McCarthy was promptly rejected by McCarthy, who insists that he still is out for the nomination himself, that he will contest with Senator Kennedy all the way on which of them, in the voters' eyes, will make the better man for the presidency. Senator Kennedy, meantime, indicates that he, too, will make a fight for it, although he would like to concentrate his ammunition against President Johnson. Kennedy said he would like to campaign for McCarthy in states where he, Kennedy, has not entered in primaries. The New York senator indicated he would like to join forces with McCarthy wherever possible to form an anti-war, anti-Johnson group within the party. But McCarthy didn't pick it up. Where this leaves potential Democratic voters remains to be seen. Many former Kennedy backers who supported McCarthy as a protest against Mr. Johnson now say they'll stick with McCarthy. The largest group of organized Democrats in California, for example, 30,000 strong, are pledged to McCarthy in that state's primary, which now will become at least a three-man race. Kennedy says he'll enter the primaries in at least California, Nebraska, and Oregon. McCarthy, already having shown strength in New Hampshire, is entered in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Indiana, South Dakota, and Oregon. It's questionable, it would seem, how two Democrats, friendly or not, can continue to run against each other in primaries and maintain the harmony both seem to feel is necessary to present a joint anti-Johnson front. If President Johnson wins renomination, incidentally, Senator Kennedy today said that he hasn't decided what action he'll take, an indication he might not support President Johnson, which, of course, is what people like Richard Nixon are hoping for. It's interesting to note that no incumbent president in either political party has been refused renomination by his party since the Democrats did it to Grover Cleveland in 1888. They nominated James G. Blaine, who lost in November. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now a word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you've said that State Farm Fire Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
This gloomy music introduces a song by Nancy Sinatra singing Lee Hazelwood's 100 Years.
I'm not gonna say everything is okay, 'cause okay is not the way that I feel. I'm not gonna be any fool's Christmas tree. Let them hang gifts on me that aren't real. I'm not gonna take second best. I've got no use for the rest. World, you better hear what I say, 'cause for me
for me, true love could be.
it is, I'll wait.
Well, we're not going to have to wait 100 years for the next piece of music on monitor. As a matter of fact, it won't even have to be 100 seconds before the voice of Sammy Davis comes to you right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Remember when that pup of yours sat up for the very first time? The kids probably got everyone together to see if he could do it again, and I'll bet he fell over. Now he's overgrown all that, but he'll never outgrow his need for kennel ration dog food. Maybe you've been feeding him regular dog foods, but you can always be sure he's getting the important vitamins, minerals, and proteins he needs with kennel ration. With kennel ration, you will always be sure of the nourishment he's getting. Kennel ration is the only complete canned dog food you can buy that's U.S. government inspected. Kennel ration, the basic dog food in the bright blue can. So complete, you should make it a regular part of your dog's diet. So basic, it's the dog food he should start with and stay with for life. So easy. Just open a can and serve, and for variety, feed him kennel ration liver, stew, and hash. You don't have a dog? Well, then listen to Dog of the Day on the Lee Leonard Show Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. You can win a pup and a case of kennel ration. Remember, kennel ration is America's largest selling canned dog food.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again as Monitor moves on, and the time is now 13 minutes before the hour. Music now, Lonely is the name. It sounds like Gertrude Stein. Sammy Davis is the name of the singer, and it's new.
Lonely is the name that I answer to, and crying is the game. 'Cause I'm losing you, I'll never be the same without your love. Believe me, sorry is the road that you make me play. Tormented is the soul that is mine today. I'm lost beyond control without. Absent is the sigh, gone the look of love you wore. Was it all a dream? Was it all a lie? Don't you love me anymore? Just tell them lonely is the name. Game. Till you're back with me, I'll never be the same without your love. Bye.
National Invitational Tournament, a yearly basketball highlight, is in progress at Madison Square Garden here in New York. And the man who's helped select the teams assesses their chances in just 1 minute. Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller, the Tinkerbell of the Grease Monkey set. And I'm here to tell you how to take care of your car. Don't laugh. I have a perfectly adorable car. I crocheted out of 2,000 pounds of steel wool. But when it comes to service, it's no laughing matter. When I used to take my car in for service, most guys would try to put me up on the lift. In fact, one keen group was going to have me called back for a faulty transmission. They've got to be kidding. Then I heard about this wonderful thing called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. Those dear, sweet boys, they even treated me like people. In fact, they even treated my car like people. So ladies, try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. If they treat me right, just think what they'll do for you. Ha, 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 ha.
You said it, honey. Who are the favorites in the National Invitational Tournament, the basketball annual that began yesterday in Madison Square Garden in New York? Len Dillon asks the man who should know, Johnny Bach. He helped select the teams.
Johnny Bach is chairman of the selection committee of the NIT. How would you rate this year's field with others?
Well, I think the exciting part of the field is that they have 16 teams who will start from the same starting line. There's no buys, and therefore every team has to play its way to the championship. We found in the past the buys were at best a quarrelsome issue, and sometimes it provided a team entry into the quarterfinals without having to play for it. And we're very delighted. I think it gives the underdog even a better chance now than ever.
All right, now let's talk about tonight. Fordham plays Duquesne. What kind of a game are you expecting?
Well, our opponent is physically bigger and stronger. And I told the team, on one end of the floor, we have to be awful physical. We have to be able to hold them off in their strength on the backboards. And we have a problem. We may have a slightly more speed, but we don't have the strength or height that they have.
Now, on the basis of what you know and what you've already seen, which team do you feel has the best chance to win the NIT?
Well, I think Dayton has an excellent chance. They come into the tournament winning 11 straight games. They're led by an All-American player, a legitimate All-American in Don May. And I think they're in the bracket where they could survive and just continue the momentum. And there's no question that the top-rated team, I think, in the opinion of the coaches, is Duke. They have tremendous talent. They're superbly coached. And although they seem to be a step slow at times, they just have great presence and poise. And if I look for a final, and I would hope my own team could make it, but we know we're a dark horse. I'd have to just take Duke Dayton into the finals.
Did St. Peter's defeat of Marshall University Thursday night surprise you?
Well, I think it didn't surprise us because they've been that type of team. All year they've been able to score heavily and against almost any team. And Marshall, although it scores well, has never been noted for its defense. Anytime you want to trade baskets, you could lose to a grammar school team if they're shooting well. And St. Peter's shot well, and they sort of regained control of the backboards, which they had horribly lost in the first half. And I think they deserved the victory.
Well, let's talk about you. You're moving over to Penn State as basketball coach next season. Most coaches try to move up to the position of athletic director, which you already have. Very few step down. Why were you moving to Penn State?
Well, I think Penn State offers me an opportunity in coaching, which I like. It keeps me in the game of coaching. At Fordham, they had decided to split the two jobs and administratively have a full-time athletic director, and it was appealing for a short time. But as the season wore on, the dissatisfaction of thinking of sitting up at the desk wore out a little heavy on me, and I then started looking for another coaching position.
It became less appealing, John, because I think you're an action man.
Well, I don't know. I've only had two jobs in my life. I've been in the Navy and was delighted to serve in the Navy for a 4 or 5 year period, and I was delighted to stay in basketball coaching. So maybe you're right. I like to keep on the go.
Well, John, want to wish you the best of luck, first of all, in your game tonight against Duquesne, and obviously in the NIT tournament, and secondly, of course, in your new job when you take it at Penn State as basketball coach. And thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
And that was Johnny Buck, the selection chairman for the NIT.
What do you think of interracial marriages? Oh, I never heard of any. Most people who get married are members of the human race.
Well, that's just one of the provocative questions and answers tossed off by Monitor's Al Capp before students at the University of North Dakota. And this evening after the news at 8 Eastern Time, you'll be able to enjoy an extended session with our expert on nothing with opinions on everything. You'll find it most stimulating, and you should find it on the NBC station to which you are listening now. In and around San Antonio, Texas, that's WOAI. Other highlights on Monitor later today. Guests Patricia Neal, playwright Gore Vidal, Fabian, James Michener, many others, and of course the whole exciting lineup of Monitor features, plus appearances by Rowan and Martin, need I say more? Little Monitor music now, Raymond Lefevre and Soul Coaxing.
This is Ed McMahon. We've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out. And it's good stuff.
Now, the end of the hour is here. Next one with NBC Monitor News at the top is Moments Away. Stay, Gene Rayburn.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy.
If you think bread is bread and all bread's much the same and nothing's really different except perhaps the name, I've got news for you, my friend, news you like to hear. Big news, exciting news, news to make you cheer. Amid the rolling New York hills stands the Abbey of the Genesee. 'Tis here long years ago that monks' bread came to be. Though heavy toils their daily lot, these Trappists eat no meat. A characterful, tasteful, different loaf becomes their special treat. A bread that's different, as different in every way from any other bread as nighttime differs from the day. Its shape is different, neither round nor square. Its texture's different, not full of air. And its taste character distinctively different from any other. Except, perhaps, that baked by mother. But why waste time with words of praising? Try monk's bread yourself, white wheat or raisin. The next time you go shopping, remember what I said. Make your family happy. Treat them to monks, the best of bread.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.